News time now, 7:49. We've got emergency triple team traffic. Let's find out the latest. Heather Kelly, is it still emergency traffic right now?
It sure is. And this is pretty much the west side of the Salt Lake Valley is being affected by icy road conditions that is slowing down your drive. We've had at least five different crashes on the 201 freeway eastbound between 7200 West and I-15. And right now, you are looking at pretty much a parking lot from 56th West over to 900 West as crews are cleaning up those crashes. Then if you are on the west side belt southbound, two right lanes are blocked at 4700 South due to a crash. Only two right lanes open. That's backed you up to the 201 freeway, and Bangor Highway's a mess as well. Eric?
I-15, though, on the other hand, it's looking pretty good, fairly decent driving conditions as you head out of Utah County. No problems there except for a southbound accident. That's at University Avenue in Provo. That's shut off a couple right-hand lanes but not causing delays. Now, the northbound side, no problem, and then all the way up to South Salt Lake, you're pretty much at normal speed, just a little bit of slowing past the I-80 turnoff, and that's largely because of the slowing coming off of the 201 highway. Len Thomas?
Well, Eric, in North Salt Lake, a fresh accident at the North Interchange. It's the on-ramp from Redwood Road to head west and south on I-215 there. It has traffic jammed up here, and that is near the Legacy Freeway as well, so you're going to want to reroute there. Also through Davis County, moving fairly well, still working on a crash on US 89 in Farmington. It is on the US 89 southbound ramp to I-15. Very icy up there on those ramps. The Jazz have beaten the Lakers twice, and they'll look for a win tonight again in L.A. Tune in to Root Sports at 8 to catch all the action. Jazz versus Lakers tonight at 8. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.